Frank. I wish I could have an opportunity to get fiber like that. I'm lucky. I have both WOW and Comcast are available where I am, so that works well. But yeah, it's like hitting the jackpot, getting fiber to come down your street. I keep hoping. And then for you, Sean, I'm sure you know this. I know you know this, but you could do 44Net and get static, real-world routable permanent IP from the 44Net people. And then you just do, I think it's Wireshark back to them. That would obviously solve all of your problems there. I'm really surprised that 6-4 came in. The ham lab traffic, not the ham lab, you know what I'm talking about, the All-Star link stuff. I know that their IPv4 on their side is, you know, it isn't nearly as nice, but I'm really surprised there isn't a 6-4 gateway that would be able to handle that for you. But I also acknowledge that even today, unless you're doing pure IPv6 to IPv6, it's so much difficulty that you might as well just stay with your carrier-grade NAT and call it a day. It's difficult. But the 44Net stuff could be a real option. I just wanted to drop in real quick because, A, I love this stuff, and B, I wanted to know what the provider was. I don't want to interrupt you guys, so I'll kind of back out and let you guys talk. Thank you very much for answering my questions. I appreciate it. You guys have a good afternoon. I'll be monitoring, but I'll let you guys communicate. 73ADHJL.